Chapter 7. A Wolf in the House. For a second, all I can do is stare. This wolf isn't like any wolf I've ever seen. Not that I've ever seen a wolf this close up. But I was expecting a big, furry, vicious-looking animal on all fours. That is not what is standing in the doorway. And yes, I mean standing. The wolf is on two legs like a person. He's also wearing a concert t-shirt and blue shorts. And is that a macrame bracelet on his left ankle? I think it is. Great. He can be in the anklet club with Penny and my friends. He has silver-gray fur and a white chest. His eyes are a yellow gold. And he's a little on the skinny side. But standing up the way he is, he's at least 6 feet tall. His teeth are very, very sharp. I know, because he's baring them at us as he snarls.
"Which one of you should I eat first?"
the wolf asks. My heart leaps. This is not good. Not good at all. The wolf looks around at all of us. Me, Nana, Jonah, Prince, who's just woken up with a loud bark, Little Red, who's now standing in the room holding the tray of muffins, and Dottie, still asleep in her bed. How is she sleeping through this? The wolf licks his lips. His long pink tongue, as long as Prince's tail, is hanging over his huge pointy fangs. My knees feel weak. Prince gets up and pads carefully over to the wolf. He doesn't come too close, though. He flattens his floppy ears, lowers his head, and lets out a low growl.
Grrr, grrr.
"Ha ha ha," the wolf says to Prince.
"You're so scary."
Prince barks and takes a few steps backward, but stays between us and the wolf, like he's protecting us.
"Hey," Lolly says, "you're the wolf I ran into on the forest path. You told me to pick flowers for my grandma."
The wolf darts his golden eyes over to her.
"That's me," he says proudly.
"You tricked me," Lolly says.
"You were easy to trick," he says. "You were so eager to please your grandmother that you didn't realize I was just trying to stall you."
Lolly's shoulders fall. "You're right." The wolf snarls in delight.
"I have a question," Jonah asks.
"Seriously? A question? Right now?"
"What?"
The wolf shivers and rubs his furry silver arms.
"I thought wolves couldn't climb ladders," Jonah says. "How did you get up here?"
The wolf snickers.
"Actually, I learned by watching Lolly."
"Me?" Lolly asks, surprised.
"Yes. For a while now, I've been hiding in the forest. I've studied how you take your running leaps onto the ladder and climb up two by two with one hand."
Lolly cocks her head to one side. "I'm not sure if I should be flattered."
"It took me forever to learn," the wolf continues. "I found an abandoned treehouse outside of town, and I've been practicing. But I kept slipping down. Stupid slippery paws," he adds, kicking up a foot. "But eventually, I could get myself up. Not anywhere as fast as you, of course."
"She's amazing," Jonah whispers to me, smiling all moony again, despite the fact that a wolf is about to eat us all. "We need to escape. Or we need to trap him. Yeah, that sounds a bit more doable. But how? Maybe I should keep him talking for now and hope someone else figures something out. I have another question," I say.
"Now what?"
the wolf asks, narrowing his eyes on me. Is Poptastic a band?" I ask, pointing at the logo on his t-shirt. "What do they play?"
"They're the best band in Howlton," the wolf says. "They play all kinds of songs."
He shivers again. He seems kind of cold, and he's awfully skinny. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Nana moving backward. Her gaze is on the wolf, but her hand is reaching behind her. Oh,
Good. Does she have a plan? Please, please, please let her have a plan.
As the wolf continues talking about Pop-tastic, Nana grabs Dottie's frilly lace bathrobe from the chair beside the bed. Then, with the robe behind her back, Nana moves toward the wolf. This is part of a plan, right? Please, please, please let it be part of a plan.
The wolf rubs his chin and then names a few songs. Wait, I changed my mind. I think Moonbeam is also in my top five.
He shivers again.
Are you cold? Nana asks the wolf. Why don't you put this on?
She offers, holding out the bathrobe. He sneers at the yellow robe.
I don't need that.
Then he pauses.
Well, I guess it is pretty chilly. Oh, maybe for a minute.
There, let me help, Nana says, stepping toward him with the robe. I am a Nana, after all.
Fine, the wolf says.
Nana holds out the robe with the opening facing the wolf. Just put your arms through here, she says. I realize she's putting the robe on him backward, like it's a hospital robe. Why would she do that? The back of the robe is on his front, and the sleeves are facing behind him.
And now just let me tie the belt so you'll be nice and toasty.
Before the wolf can even blink, Nana has the sleeves of the robe tied together behind his back, and the belt wrapped twice and hooked to the doorknob. He's trapped! It was a plan! Nana had a plan! Hurrah!
Hey!
He growls, baring his pointy teeth. Nana grabs a pearl necklace off the dresser, tosses it around his neck, and laces it around a hook.
Go, Nana!
I say, high-fiving her. How awesome is she? I mean, I knew she was amazing, even if I was mad at her. Even if I'm still a little mad at her. But I didn't know she was this gutsy. Didn't Nana say she was a timid kid? She definitely grew out of that.
Hey! The wolf shouts again. How dare you! Let me go this minute!
No way! Nana says. You're not eating anyone in this tree cottage. Do you hear me, wolf? Instead of snarling or baring his teeth again, the wolf does something kind of shocking. He bursts into tears. Huge sobs come out of his mouth. Tears roll down his furry cheeks.
What?
Jonah and I glance at each other in surprise.
Does anyone have a tissue?
The wolf asks, another sob wrenching from his throat. Lolly picks up the box of tissues from Dottie's bedside table and brings a tissue over to the wolf. Not too close, Lolly, I warn her. It's probably a trick. She hesitates. Then she dabs the tissue under the wolf's eyes and then holds it under his nose for him to blow. He does.
Thanks,
the wolf says. No problem, Lolly answers.
You guys just don't understand,
the wolf says, blinking away his tears.
I'm so hungry and cold, and my family is mean to me, and that horrible hunter has been chasing me for years.
Too bad the hunter didn't chase him over here. We could use a hunter right about now. The wolf sniffles.
I don't even like eating people.
Yeah, right.
What do you like to eat? Jonah asks.
Burgers, hot dogs. I like people food, not people.
The wolf looks around at all of us.
Please untie me, please. Pretty please.
Lolly glances over at me. What do you think, Abby? I think he's tricking us, I say.
I'm not tricking you, I swear.
The wolf huffs.
I'm still suspicious.
You say that, but I know how this story goes, I tell the wolf. I know you were going to eat Little Red and her grandma.
Okay, I was, he says, pouting, but only because I'm really hungry. There is not a lot of food in Howlton. I had no choice. So I finally learned how to climb ladders to get some food. And now you're making me feel bad about planning to eat you.
Sorry, I say.
What's your name? Jonah asks the wolf. Owen, he says.
Owen?
I was expecting something like Brutus or Killer or Thor. But now that I know the wolf a little, maybe not. Owen starts crying again.
What am I going to do now?
He wails.
Hungry, hunted, and trust me, if you met my sister, you'd feel even worse for me.
Is she mean?
Lolly asks.
The meanest, Owen says. If you see a pure white wolf with glowing gold eyes, run.
Now we all shiver. Thanks for the tip, Nana says.
Can we get you something to eat? Lolly asks. Something besides us? Some muffins, maybe?
He nods.
That would be nice.
So you really don't like eating humans? I ask, stepping closer to him.
I really don't. You're not that tasty. You need a lot of salt, like a bucket load.
Have you tried dipping us in ketchup? Jonah asks.
Don't give him any ideas, I say, nudging my brother in the ribs.
Listen, I promise I won't eat you, the wolf says. Promise, promise, promise. And now I like you guys. I could never eat people I like.
I look him in the eyes. You're not going to eat us if we let you go? Swear?
I double-decker swear, Owen says.
I turn to Nana. What do you think? She nods.
We can untie him, Nana says. But I'm watching you, she tells the wolf. Any funny business, and we'll never trust you again. Got it? Got it, he says gravely. No funny business. You have my word.
Nana unties him and unhooks the necklace. Then Owen steps inside and Nana shuts the door.
Thank you,
Owen says, accepting a blueberry muffin from Lolly and taking a bite.
You're all very kind. What is going on here?
Dottie asks, sitting up in her bed. She reaches for her glasses and puts them on.
Have my eyes gotten worse, or is there a wolf in my cottage eating a muffin?
There is a wolf in your cottage eating a muffin, Jonah says.
But he's a nice wolf, Lolly adds. Maybe.
Can I have some lemonade? Owen asks. I'm parched.
Greedy, isn't he? Sure, Lolly says, heading into the kitchen.
Woof!
Prince barks, stepping over to sniff the wolf's foot.
Hi there, little fellow.
Owen says,
sorry if I scared you before.
He kneels down to pet him.
You're one of us. Sort of.
Prince's ears perk up, and then his tail wags. Wow. Owen passed the prince test. Lolly returns from the kitchen and gives Owen a glass of lemonade, which he swallows down in one big gulp.
Thanks,
Owen says. At least he has manners.
Now that our guest is no longer parched, Dottie says, I need you to run my bath, Lolly. That's part of the reason you come to visit me, isn't it? To help me, not just to chat with your friends.
Yes, Dottie, Lolly says, looking down.
Can't Nana help instead?
Jonah asks, clearly wanting to spend more time with Lolly. Nana smiles and gets to her feet.
I'd be happy to. Come along now, she says.
She walks over to Dottie, helping her out of bed. Jonah turns to Lolly and blushes.
So, Lolly, do you have, a favorite color?
She shrugs.
Red, I guess?
He blushes again.
Oh, right, of course. Do you like ketchup? That's red.
She nods.
I do.
Me too,
he says excitedly. Oh, brother.
Personally, Owen says, I'm more of a mustard fan. Have you ever put mustard on roasted potatoes?
He smacks his lips.
Once, I found a whole plate of potatoes outside someone's treehouse, and they were delicious.
My Nana makes great roasted potatoes, I say. I bet she could give you the recipe. If only I had my own stove, Owen says. We have no stove in our den.
Where's your den? I ask. And who's we?
I live with my siblings in a cave just outside of town, Owen explains. My sister is Tina, and my brothers are Thurston and Harley. I'm the youngest.
He sighs.
They're always bossing me around. They think they know everything. And they would never let me make potatoes. They don't like eating people food. They like eating people.
I shiver again.
I try to make them happy, Owen continues sadly. I learn to climb ladders, but they're always criticizing me. I'm too slow. I'm too sensitive. I'm never enough, you know?
His eyes tear up. Oh, I know, Lolly pipes up. I look back and forth between them. Who knew Lolly and the wolf would have something in common?
Knock, knock, knock.
Someone else is pounding on the door. Who could that be? I ask.
Not sure, the wolf says.
What if it's your sister? Lolly asks Owen, her eyes growing big.
Uh-oh, here we go again.